Bless you, child.
Bless you, Brother John.
Communication such as this depends so much on the conditions which are prevalent at the time, and of course the conditions vary, and there are many factors which have to be taken into consideration. Fortunately for us, we have been able to build over a long period of time a bridge whereby we can come temporarily close together in communication. But it has been a bridge that has been built over a period of time, and each one has made a contribution. There are many in your world who desire a communication, but quite invariably the opportunity to converse is rare, and in consequence the thread is weak, and they are not able to build or create conditions which make possible a conversation such as ours. But the constant link that we have had for so many years has enabled us, as it were, to create a tapestry woven by us, so that we have been able to bring into being a picture which many, to some extent, can behold and see for themselves the reality and the power of the Spirit. There are many in your world who are bereft and who are sad and lonely, and know not which way to turn. And occasionally, out of the darkness of materialism, comes a light of spirit. But it does not alter the fact that there are so many souls who have not been able to perceive with any clarity of vision the realities and the truths of spirits. But we have been fortunate enough to build a bridge whereby many are enabled to cross to some extent to that side of life and perceive for a brief moment of time some of the beauty and the joy which is our natural condition of life here. We feel that we have opened the door, and many are they who in consequence have seen just an aspect of the interior. A bridge such as ours is invaluable. Of course, sometimes it is necessarily difficult to get through identically everything that we wish to convey, and yet nevertheless, in spite of the difficulties and the problems which beset the path of those who endeavour to break down the barrier between the two worlds, we do at times well. I've told you so many, many, many times in the past how we look to you as an instrument, how we look to you as a message bearer of truth and comfort, and in your own way, enabled by us to so do, you have carried forth this message. There have been moments and times when you've been or felt heavy laden when the burden of material things has been heavy, and sometimes the physical frame has felt the passing of the years.
Yes, it doesn't get any easier.
And yet, child, you are strengthened.
Yes.
You are enabled to go forth out into the world of flesh to carry the message of the spirit.
Yes. I enjoyed my services this last fortnight.
Yes, child. You certainly have done well. You have been, as it were, a mirror in which others have seen the reflection of the spirit. And we see you not as you see yourself. We see you as you really are. We see even now at this stage in your life the possibility of great things. Many of these things shall yet be accomplished. Some, of course, cannot come into fruition until you enter into the realm of spirit.
Really?
But nevertheless, child, there is still much that you shall do under the influence and guidance of the spirit while yet in the flesh. There are moments when in peace and in quietude we come close unto you. In the confines of your room. And there are moments when I know that you are very aware of their presence.
Yes, I write down little messages from you.
I know, child, and little poems.
Yes.
I was listening with great interest to that which you were discussing earlier. And I think it would be indeed a good thing if it were possible. And it is possible that you should collate, as it were, together many of our talks. Perhaps at a later date, and there is time, to bring them out in the form of a book. I do not say that this is essential, but I do think it is a point that is worth remembering.
Yes, I will.
While you are sending out, as you do, the message of the Spirit here and there, and many are anxiously awaiting to receive, many more could be accommodated, many more could be reached, if a volume was put in the way of many who in the normal way would not know of these things, or would not know of our contact. We have built a bridge. And it is a valuable bridge of communication, child. And we can see the needs of innumerable souls in all manner and kind of condition in your world, who are seeking without perhaps fully realizing. Many are they in your world who do not even realize that we are fully conscious of their needs. They do not know of that for which they unconsciously seek. They have lost faith, many. No longer does the church appeal to them. They have been, as it were, disillusioned. And I know there are many who are seeking the meaning and the purpose of life. What is it all about? So many ask this question, what is it all about? They do not perceive the reality of the spirit. They see only, as it were, the outer aspect of self, the physical, the material, the birth to the grave. The few years that come and go so quickly. And many are they who wonder as to what lies beyond, that is, if to them there is a beyond, or the possibility of it. We have a great, great comforting realization to give them, a knowledge, a purpose, a meaning, and we have a great duty in consequence to assist and to help and to comfort, to uplift, to inspire. throughout man's history. Man has sought the answer to this tremendous issue. And great prophets have come into the world and pointed the way. But much that they have endeavored to do and achieve has been covered, distorted, and in consequence man has lost the initial impetus, lost the initial realization that was given. It saddens us when we enter into your world and we see the world as it is, full of chaos and strife, full of uncertainty. When we see men here and there, well-meaning, well-intentioned, desiring to find truth and to know of truth and to follow it, who are lost, who are held down by chains of a material nature that have been forged over centuries of wrong thinking. The church, which could have done so much, which unfortunately over the centuries became caught up with materialism, obscuring the truth, denying the reality of the power of the Spirit and its manifestation in your world, and yet the very basis of the teachings of the Christ are of the things of Spirit, of the power of the Spirit, of the manifestation of the Spirit and the reality thereof. Christ came into the world that man might see and know of the things that are eternal, while yet encased in flesh. Christ demonstrated the reality of the living Spirit, of the Spirit that overcame death, that was able to manifest itself in form and in shape to those whom he knew and loved. And they were amazed, and yet they were revitalized by this and went forth into the world of their day to proclaim these things. And yet the church does not do these things of which we speak. This is where you and others like unto you, servants of the Spirit, servants of the Lord, going forth into the world of flesh, proclaiming the living truth, the living reality, that all is of the Spirit and indestructible. Death is not the end, but is only the doorway to life eternal. There is no death, only that which seems so. To those who are blind and cannot see, they see but the material and the physical and not the Spirit, the reality, the real you, the real me that cannot die. We are as we are, as we think, and we become what we are through experience, through manifold lives, and we gather as we go the realization of eternal truth. In one incarnation it may but be a fragment, but it is this aspect of self that makes possible the further evolution and development of the individual.
Yes.
You know, child, many are they, well-meaning, kind, well-disposed in your world, who preach unto the multitudes and know not of these truths, these things. They have great faith, and it hath been said that faith, by faith ye are made whole. This is also a truth. As indeed when the woman touched the hem of the garment of the Christ, and he turned unto her and said, thy faith hath made thee whole. This indeed is truth. But one also must remember that when one has great faith, it is because one has seen the reality which is oft-times hidden from the many. The woman who touched the hem of the garment of the Christ, though it was her faith in the power of the Divine Spirit that made her whole, she had seen previously the realization of many things. Until one has had some demonstration of the power of the Spirit, it is difficult to have faith. One may listen to many stories. One may be caught up in many ways. But until you yourself have been given the sign of the Spirit, it is difficult to understand or fully believe. You may learn on the way of life many things, and one may have faith in the morrow, and you take that faith in the morrow from the many morrows that have passed, that have come, have gone. As the sun sinks and darkness descends, the realization that comes from experience makes possible the reality of the morrow sun rising. You know, my child, we have faith in many things, but behind all faith must be a reality, must be a condition of thought and awareness brought on by experience of things past. All that happens to man is brought into being by man's realization of the past, predicting the morrow and the future. And as one soweth seeds, so many of these seeds shall bear fruit. There may be some will not, because the thoughts that one gave out were not thoughts that had any weight or meaning or purpose or strength, and they were wasted and fell, as it were, not on good soil but on stony ground. But when you think of that which is to be, you are only thinking and predicting in advance that which obviously must follow the thoughts of the past. The seeds that are sown will surely come into fruition at a later time. It may be not on the morrow, but many morrows yet to be. Man creates for himself his own environment, his own condition. And he creates in consequence the chaos or the joy of life.
Yeah.
You have created much by faith. You have created much by experience that followeth faith. But you have created, I know, in the hearts of many, here and there, often perhaps where you least expected, a realization of these things being the consequence have brought forth much joy, much happiness.
Hope so.
A realization of God's meaning and purpose for his children. And those that are mourning have been brought the comforting truth of life eternal. The sadness, in some cases, has been taken away. The tears have been wiped away by truth, by comforting love, an assurance that all is well, that nothing is lost, that all souls are still living, still having their way of life, some perhaps closer to the earth than others, through lack of knowledge and experience, or perhaps in some instances are holding near to the earth for a definite purpose until such time as the ones they know and love join them then they shall go further into the realm of the spirit together. There are many reasons why we return, and I can assure you that all the reasons thereof are of good, invariably through love, desiring to assuage those whose tears cannot be dried, for so it seems. We come that we will comfort. We come that we shall be enabled to uplift the sad and the lonely, to give them new strength, new realization of God's will and meaning, purpose for them. You, my child, as an instrument, have done great service, but there are still years yet left where you shall continue to serve. And when the time cometh, it shall be said unto you, as it hath been said unto many, well done, my good and faithful servant. My work shall then be finished from the point of view of returning to earth to communicate and to give the message of the Spirit. I have stood near the earth for many a year that I might be enabled to serve through you. And when the time cometh, as it shall eventually, that you shall lay down the burden of the flesh, then shall you be enjoined with many souls here, some whom you have known in your life upon earth, others whom you have known not of, but who work together with me in the band of the Spirit. And we shall welcome you and rejoice with you in your newfound freedom. The burdens of the material are cast aside, and the Spirit is freed in all its beauty, in all its glory, to enter into the realms of the Spirit, to enable itself to take upon itself the divine reality. It is not always possible in words to depict the passing of a soul, particularly some souls who, perhaps without even realizing it, when upon earth, had endeavored perhaps even more than they had understood to do the work of the Spirit. For oft times when those upon earth are serving the Spirit, doing their job as best they may, are not fully conscious or aware of what is happening around and about them, how often we feel that those instruments whom we love, who are striving and are endeavouring to serve, are aware to some extent of our presence and our thoughts, still to some extent are blind to the full power and the beauty of the Spirit. It's as if you can see it through a glass darkly, as if you can see it as if you were wearing in your earthly body on a bright sunny day, seeing not the full beauty of the sun and the warmth that is falling upon you, but you're seeing it through dark glasses, subdued and held back.
I often feel blind.
Yes, child. You are not really blind.
No.
Indeed, I know that you are far from this, but it is true to say that we oft times feel that we do not, or we cannot, fully give to you, or anyone else in your world for that matter, the full realization and the full beauty. I think it would mean that it would be too much for a person while yet on earth to perceive. They could not stand the intensity of the power of the Spirit while yet encased in flesh. You are given a vision. You're given the realization to some extent. It is almost as if we are asking perhaps an artist in your world to paint a picture without the materials sufficiently strong enough or powerful enough to put on the canvas.
Mm.
You know, child, great souls have come and, as it were, gone in the material sense in your world. They have given some aspect of the power of the spirit and the love of the spirit and the beauty of the spirit in some shape or form or other. But always it has been, in a sense, but a reflection.
Yes.
Whether it has been through great musicians, composers, or great artists who created great canvases, which hold many a soul in admiration in your world, and who feel and touch the hem of the garment of beauty and the realization of these things. How oft times I've heard great musicians on this side of life, how often I've heard them say, now I have a greater compass, now I have a greater realization of the power of music, how I can compose greater works because there are no limitations.
I can understand that.
The same with the great artists who create great works of art. I have heard great music far removed from anything that you could comprehend. Beautiful though music may well be and is on your side of life, it is, as it were, but a small fraction of this intensity and beauty here.
Mm.
And this applies in many forms and in many ways. You can but perceive but a minute fraction of the spirit while yet in the flesh.
Yes.
But it is this minute fraction, this small aspect, which gives you strength and gives you courage and gives you the realization of the greatness of the power of the spirit.
Mm.
Indeed, you are, in a sense, but children. And it hath been said that it is the children who shall open the way to heaven. For you are children of a living God. You are children of a living spirit. And in your attempts to unravel the mysteries and your desires for greater knowledge, in the schoolroom of the spirit, while yet encased in the flesh, you are, as it were, but pupils, learning and gaining some knowledge, some experience, to prepare you for the greater world outside, all around and about your earth, of innumerable spheres. So many are they that it is impossible to count. They are oft times referred to as the planes of existence. Christ referred to them as houses. In my Father's house are many mansions. They are but terms or expressions, they are but words, but there are many, 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 many states of being, of consciousness, and each man shall find his true inheritance according to his development or lack of it. He shall enter into a state of being to which he is best suited, and he shall then progress through sphere to sphere, from condition to condition, according to his realization of things. He will still remain, in a sense, a pupil, but he will not be so held back or hemmed in. He will not be so blinded, but he shall see with a clarity of vision that he thought not possible. You, my child, are a teacher. You are an instrument. You are showing the path and the way and the truth. And in this, you are greatly blessed. And I want you to know, child, that we are ever pleased with you.
Thank you.
Now, child, I must leave you.
Is Wilfred all right?
Yes, child.
Thank you.
My peace, my blessing, my love be with you, with all who listen to the voice of the Spirit. The path is prepared. It is for you to tread it. It may sometimes seem hard and wearying, and one's strength may seem to fail one. But remember that we are ever with you. We shall not fail you, and we shall make for you possible all that your heart desires, if you have but faith and the realization of these things of which we speak. All shall be well. There is no death, only that which seems so. Life eternal springs within and without, and this life-giving force cannot be put out, for it springs from the eternal breast, the eternal heart of the living God. Peace be unto you.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, Mickey.
Mum, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
Keep your chin up.
I'll try. And you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye, Mickey.